Welcome back to Pride Day at CFRC. I'm here with Daniel, who is a gay youth in Kingston. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm very excited to have you here with me to talk a little bit about your experiences and about Pride. Okay. So wanted to know if you could say a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm currently a student. I don't know. I'm gay, pretty much. I don't know what else. 6'1".
Well, just are you listening? you told me earlier this is your first Pride that you're
going to? I've never really been to a Pride before. I don't know, like, heard of them, but I've never been either in the city or like around to go to them. So
So what are you excited about it?
I am excited. I'm a little nervous. I don't know, like, just being seen walking in the parade by a lot of people, but it's not like I really care who knows, so what else.
And are you going to Pride with a bunch of people, or are you going with family?
I'm hoping to go with some of my fellow members at Fuse. It's a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, just kind of hang out for youth after school's Tuesdays. Pretty much.
Awesome. And what does what will going to Pride this year mean for you?
It would probably help boost my confidence with being who I am in public. Just because when I'm around friends, I'm really out there, and I'm not afraid to show who I am. But when I'm in public, I'm a little conservative about it. I don't really like to, show it as much. So this will probably give me, a chance to, just see that it's okay to do it once in a while, just kind of be yourself more.
And what's it like for you in schools or in your school?
Well, in my current school, it's not that bad at the moment. I've been to a few schools. I'm not going to mention any names in particular, but the first one I was at, it's actually the first one I came out there, and it wasn't all that great. I don't know, I lost a lot of the male population of friends, as you can probably guess. It was kind of a smaller school, so out in middle of nowhere, and all the homophobic people, I guess. And then the second school, second and third school weren't that bad. So I don't know, everyone that I've been hanging out with recently, they're all really accepting, and that's all that really matters is who you're hanging out with.
Has I guess in your old school and in the new school, have they done anything, the school itself, to make, I guess, you and other queer youth in the school feel safe, accepted?
Well, there was one event at my first school where I actually went to the principal with a problem, and she totally jumped on it. So nothing really happened about it because it wasn't that big of a deal. I think it was just someone called me a name, but she really got onto it. So I don't know, it made me feel safer that there was people there that could do things about it if it escalated anymore. So
And what does your community look like here? You mentioned having pretty accepting friends.
I've tried to accompany myself with a lot of people, not necessarily who are gay, but who are accepting. So the group that I'm hanging out with right now, half of them are bi, which is kind of, I didn't know that until recently. So everyone else is really accepting, and I don't know. That's just who I hang out with.
So it seems that you came out at pretty young
age. I would say young, yeah.
Yeah. What was it like to do that with your family?
Well, I didn't really come out. It was more like I was shoved out of the closet and kind of tripped along the way. there was this chatting site online. And I'm going to go into a story right now.
Is that okay? No, of course.
Okay, so there's this chatting site online, and there was this person that I talked to a lot, and my dad found that window in the history, and he read it, and it had everything on it about how I was confused about my sexuality and how I think I like boys and stuff like that, blah, 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 blah. And so he confronted me about it quite firmly. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, like after that it was kind of awkward with me and my dad. I mean, we're cool now after like it's been like 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's not as bad. And he proceeded to tell my stepmom and my mom. Mm-hmm. And my mom knew like already, like I didn't tell her, but she knew since I was like three or something. So she just knew from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that bad. But yeah.
So you say that you were looking for, I guess, answers or things online?
Yeah, yeah. Because where I originally come from, it was a small town. Mm-hmm. So, like, you couldn't really go to, say, Fuse, the mm-hmm. the youth thing. You couldn't really do that. So you'd have to, like, search for all the support and online and stuff. So, yeah, I went online quite a bit and just talked to people who were like me. Mm-hmm. About things like that, and yeah, it kind of it helped a lot, except for when my dad found out I was doing that. Yeah. And then it didn't quite help as much, but yeah,
there's this campaign that's out right now, it's the It Gets Better campaign. Mm-hmm. And you're a little older now from when yeah. when you first came out, so what would your advice be to
gay youth?
Yeah.
Well, pretty much, it gets better. I don't know, like, when I first came out, I thought it was terrible. Like, I didn't like it at all, because it was just a whole different ballgame. People looked at you differently. You lost friends, but then again, you gained friends. So, for the most part, it does get better, unless you're in, like, I don't know, like, a community that hates gay people and you can't get out of it. Other than that, like, I moved out of that. Like, I moved from that small town to Kingston, so I did what I could to remove myself from that. So now that I'm in I moved away from that, I'm in Kingston, like, it does get a lot better. I mean, I'm in, like, a relationship now, and I'm like, just I'm pulling through, and, like, it's pretty nice. Like, it's no longer about, like, oh, look, he's gay, like, he's, like, gross, ew. It's like, oh, well, he's gay, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not really that big of a deal here. So it does get better. Mm-hmm. You just have to, like, and it's all about the mindset, too. I mean, like, if you live your life thinking that you're a disgusting person, it's not going to get better. But if you live your life thinking that, okay, I'm different, but I'm normal, and this happens, like all the time, there's gay people, like, everywhere. And if you just live your life thinking that, like, it's okay to be gay, then, mm-hmm. you know, then it will get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much does your sexuality affect your everyday life? Like, how much does it play a factor into your life?
I wouldn't say too much. It only really plays a part when other people make it play a part. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I live my life like any other teenage boy. I wake up, go to school, learn stuff, come back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, other than like people like asking me questions about like my sexuality and like and stuff like that, other than that, like, I think I live a pretty like normal life. I mean, it's not that big of a factor in my life. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens that I am
right. And who do you look up to, I guess? Like, who are your, like, influences right now and, like, kind of at the time when you were coming out, all of those?
Oh, at the time I was coming out, I didn't really have any influence, really, because, I don't know, I wasn't very well acquainted with the whole media scene. Mm-hmm. Or, like, with influential people. But now that I've kind of gotten more into that, I really look up to Lady Gaga. I'm sorry if that's stereotypical, but I think that she has wonderful messages in her songs. And yes, anyone can make pop music, but not everyone can make things with that much meaning behind them. Mm-hmm. Because if you look behind a lot of her songs, she's bisexual, so mm-hmm. she writes her songs about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. So if you look behind, like, into those songs, like, you'll realize that they're not only just songs, they're songs with, like, meanings towards that. So I really look up to her, and I kind of want to be like her in that respect. Like, she doesn't care who knows. She thinks that she's beautiful how she is. So that's how I go around mm-hmm. living my life. Yeah, I'm beautiful as I am. So thanks, Gaga, if you're listening.
And how do you feel you fit into sort of the larger queer communities here in Kingston?
Some of the larger queer communities, such as
like a broader idea of a queer community. Or do you feel like there is one? Do you feel supported?
I feel like there kind of is one. There's a bigger one than in where I was before. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I play that much of a part in it. I feel like I am supported a lot more, hated against a lot less, which is nice. So I don't think I'm a big part of the queer community, but I think the queer community has played a big part of me being who I am. Cause they've kind of helped me realize that it's okay to be who I am. Mm-hmm. So I thank them for that, I guess. Not only like people I go to school with, but I've met adults, mm-hmm. and who have like lived with that for like 20, 30 more years than I have. Mm-hmm. And they just keep living their life. So
again, what do you see, what do you take part of that you see as sort of, or do you take part in things that are, you think moving things forward or making things better for other queer youth?
Well, there's going to be Pride I'm going to take part in.
Yeah.
There was actually at the school that I'm in, there was a rainbow week.
Okay.
So, like every day you wear two colors. Mm-hmm. And, I know that there's kids at my school who are closeted, and like, even if I don't know who they are, I know that there are some.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take the leap and not only wear just wear two colors, but wear every single rainbow article I had, including like a hat, shoes, like sweater. And I had about 13 rainbow articles on, and I just strut down that hallway and I said, drink it all in, pretty much. Yeah. Like, so it's just little things like that. I'm hoping somebody like saw me and was like, wow, he's really comfortable with who he is. And maybe I should be more like that. I did get a lot of weird faces, but I got a lot of admiring faces. I had a bunch of people come up to me and said, that's really cool about like what you're doing. Like, you could be extremely hated on,
mm-hmm.
for one. You could be like beat up. You yeah. could, like, if somebody like takes that, like if they're extremely homophobic, mm-hmm. I definitely could have been.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that. I only thought about maybe somebody will see me. Maybe somebody will get the courage to, like,
yeah.
I don't know, come out because of it. I don't know, like, I try to set a good influence for them, for the people who not only aren't out yet, but the people who are out and don't like who they are, I guess. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Do you watch Glee?
I do watch Glee on a regular basis.
What do you think about their queer storylines in Glee?
I think it's really awesome, actually. So the first season, it was like, it wasn't so much queer related, mm. but then the second one, there was like a lot, like it was one of the main storylines. And I thought that was really inspirational. That's also something that's helped me through. Like, a lot of people say, oh, it's just a TV show, I hate Glee, blah, 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 blah. And they say it's just catchy show tunes. And I'm like, well, it's not just catchy show tunes. It's like, there's messages behind like almost every single, well, not almost, like every single episode. There's like, at first, like, there was the Kurt and like Kurt being gay in the first season, blah, 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 blah. Like, mm-hmm. that was like the only thing. But then they brought in Blaine, and then there was Santana and Brittany, and then like everyone just started being bisexual and gay. And I was like, this is wonderful. Not only because, like, as a gay person, like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. There should be more things like that.
Yeah.
I think, but like, it was, all of it was like really accepting, and like, and it treated being gay like any other, not problem, but like something that we all have to like kind of like get through, because there's like relationships in that show, there's like following your dreams, and then there's being gay, and you just gotta like pull through it. And not that it's a bad thing, but like, you gotta like find a way to like accept yourself and stuff. So
yeah. What do you find the most difficult thing about being out at such a young age?
Well, probably just coming out to like even more people, I would guess. Not just like the youth, but more the adults. Not to be hating on adults or anything, but just the youth have grown up society's revolving around being like gay rights as a problem, like need to be fixed and need to like put pressure on being gay, and like not put pressure on it, but like on fixing all that homophobia and all that hate and stuff. And for older people, like 50 and over, like 40 over, like whatever, like they grew up in like a different time,
mm-hmm.
and it, like a different places, different time. My dad, for example, went to an all-boys boarding school in England. So he grew up around like having that, having being gay and not being normal. So he's had to adjust a lot having a gay son. So yeah, this isn't like a hate session on adults or anything, but like it's just hard trying to get people to get on your side a little more. So to like come out to people who you don't know if they'll like approve or not. So, and I usually get nervous when I come out to adults, whether it be family members or members, like friends of family. I usually get nervous because I don't know whether they've been brought up in a community that accepts that or not.
Okay, so what would you say to youth that are not out yet or in a position to not be out right now? What would you what's the message you would give to them?
Well, my message would be kind of varied. Whether to come out or not highly depends on what community you're around. You're not always your family, but if your family plays a big part in your life, your family. So it all depends on like where you are, who you're with. If you're with friends who you think won't care, and if you're with family who are accepting, or you have like a gay uncle or something and they're cool with that, then I would say it's pretty safe to come out. If you're with an extremely homophobic family, for example, or have extremely homophobic friends, not that friends matter so much, because if, you know, if you come out and they don't accept you, then they're not your friends. You've probably heard that before. Like, if you're yourself, your friends should be your friends no matter what. So you could probably find new friends, I don't know. But if family plays a big part in your life and they are very homophobic, I would say don't come out yet, for the reason because you could possibly get, like, kicked out. I've heard stories of people, like, getting kicked out of their homes because they're gay and they came out. So if that's the case, don't do it. But if, like, if you're just kind of, like, a little hesitant because you're like, oh, I don't know how the general public will view me as, then I would say just get it over with and come out. Because even though, like, I've had half of my, like, my dad and my stepmom were, like, a little iffy with it before, so I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. But, like, I did lose half of my friends when I came out, most of the male population, but I got new ones. And, like, after that, everything just became so, like, I felt so much freer. Like, I could be myself. I could do what I wanted to do, be with who I wanted to be with. So if you're worrying, like, a lot over something so small as being gay and you have family that are accepting and friends who are accepting, then I would say just come out, pretty much. If your friends don't like it, find new friends. If your family doesn't like it, well, I'm sure they'll get used to it. They're your family. They're the only ones you got, so.
Yeah. I think that it's, like, really important what you mentioned, that it has a lot to do with safety. First, and feeling safe to come out.
If you feel threatened at all about coming out, because there's a difference between coming out because you want to and coming out in an environment that's not healthy to come out in. Yeah, there's just places where people don't take kindly to that at all. So if you're in one of those places, it's all about safety. Like, I would rather hear a story about somebody waiting until they're, heck, 25 to come out when they're in a better environment than coming out at a young age and, like, I don't know, getting, like, beat up or killed even worse. So, not to scare anyone, but,
But it's a reality for, for people.
Unfortunately.
So, thank you so much for coming and speaking with me today. This was really great.
Yeah, you're welcome. I had an awesome time, actually.
Just a final question. Do you have any music requests?
I would love to hear some Jack's Mannequin Swim. I think it kind of relates to the gay population, I guess. Just keep your head up and just keep on trekking through life.
Awesome. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, no problem.